talking a little bit about Tisha B'Av this morning, because I'm not going to be here on Tisha B'Av. I was zochet to receive a Kuntras Yerach L'Mo'adim. This is an advanced copy, I guess, of the Sefer. The Sefer is probably just not ready to be published yet, so probably next year. So they just put out a little Kuntras of some of the pieces that Rav Yerucham Olshin has on Bein HaMetzarim. So someone dropped off a couple of copies at my house, and I was looking through it, and Kedarko B'Kodesh, every piece is one piece more magnificent than the next, both in the Halacha and the Lamdas, as well as in the Hashkafa. So I wanted to share with you one of the Hashkafic pieces that Rav Yerucham has relating to Tisha B'Av. You know, it's a... the Jewish people take our Chachamim very seriously. Not only Divrei Chazal, but even Divrei Chachamim B'chol Dor V'Dor of each and every generation. And we assume, you know, there's a saying that Reb Chaim used to say, that when a Rishon says Mistaver or Mistama, that is more powerful than 10 rayos that an Achron can bring. Because when Rishon says Mistaver, it's talking from the full extent of all of his Torah knowledge that creates an intuition that educates that opinion. As opposed to when you bring rayos, you're bringing just those specific rayos. And a lot of that carries over to all of our gedolim, that when a gadol says that something is hashkafically right, or something seems to be correct, so we have a tradition that we try to teach it up, we try to learn it up, and we try to explain it, we try to understand what might be behind such a comment. So although this is not Divrei Chazal, the Sifte Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, quotes from Rav Yisrael Salanter, that apparently Rav Yisrael Salanter once said about an unbelievable comment about the power of the day of Tisha B'Av, that Yisrael Salanter said, "Bizeh halashon, yesh es ha'efsharus lihis'alos beruchnius b'Tisha B'Av, lo pachos mimasha adam esugol lihis'alos b'yom ha'kipurim," that a person can achieve an aliyah on Tisha B'Av no less than the aliyah and ruchnius that a person can achieve on Yom HaKippurim. That's how powerful the day of Tisha B'Av is. Now, on the surface, that doesn't make much sense. Tisha B'Av is not a day of inspiration. It is not a day of aliyah. It is not a day of spiritual elevation. To the contrary, Tisha B'Av is a day of avelus. Avelus is usually understood as distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You are Menachem and Avel, you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo. He's in his place. He seems very distant from us when we're in Avelus. When one is practicing Avelus, there's a sense of feeling not so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only that, Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah. The way that we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anything else is through his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his autobiography. He gave us the ability. The Kolakot Torah Kula, the Ramban writes, is Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the Shem Hashem. It's all the description of Elokus. So if we're going to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we're going to be elevated, we need to do it through his Torah. And on Tisha B'Av, there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. So what in the world does Rabbi Yisrael Salanter mean when Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that this is a day of this incredible spiritual elevation? What kind of spiritual elevation does one receive on Tisha B'Av? So Rav Yerucham suggests, based on a Mahalich in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi in Hosafos Miksav Yarkacho Amud Chav Dalet, he quotes from. Beis HaLevi writes, based on the Bitoy of Chazal, based on the comment of Chazal, Kaldor Shelo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. So Rav Asher Weiss always points out that the way people quote the end of that Chazal is really incorrect. And Rav Yerucham quotes it the way Rav Asher Weiss says is incorrect. I should really look it up. Rav Asher Weiss always points out that everyone says it incorrectly. Kaldar shelo nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav ki'ilu. How does it end? So we always end it off, and the way Rav Yerucham ki'ilu nechrav b'yamav. It's as if it was destroyed. Rav Asher Weiss always points out, if you look it up, it's not what it says. Ki'ilu hu charva. Ki'ilu hu charva. It's as if he destroyed it. When the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's not just as if, it's as if it was destroyed while we were alive. It's as if we are responsible for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We are the ones who destroyed it. And the Beis HaLevi explains And this aligns very well with Rav Asher Weiss's version of the Yerushalmi as well. Beis Halevi explains that, you know, very often we have the wrong perspective of what it means to have things in life, or what it means to have things taken away from us in life. You know, by Basar V'dam, if you really like somebody, you may give them a gift. So you've given them a gift. But if you don't really love someone, you don't start taking things away from them. You'd have to really hate someone to start taking things away from them, right? You don't just randomly go and, you know, for someone you have no strong feelings one way or the other about, and just start taking things from them. That's the way it works by Basar V'dam. You give as a sign of love, and you take as a sign of hatred. And if there's parav, then you leave things status quo. It says basically that there's no such thing as status quo when it comes to that which we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every bracha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are receiving each and every day. We say brachas every single morning. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pokeh chivrim, that he's okay proofim, because we don't take it for granted that just because we saw yesterday, it means that we're going to see today. That just because we were able to walk yesterday, it means that we're going to be able to walk today. We don't take any of that for granted. Each day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, each moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us those brachas. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all about having. It's not about what's given or what's taken. Our brachas aren't ours, they're given to us every day, and if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it means that there's no default that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just keeping a status quo. The default is that we have a Beis HaMikdash and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding each and every day to take it away from us again. Kol dor shelo nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yamav ki'ilu hu charvo or ki'ilu nechrav b'yamav. We are earning that again. We're earning a Chorban over and over again in each and every generation. It's not that there's a status quo, there's no Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps that. That each and every generation, we're making that happen over and over again. So the Gemara in Sota says, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Shein Lecha Yom, Shein Kelasu Meruba Mechavero. That from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, each day is worse than the day before. Why is each day worse than the day before? Because each day is more distant from the Beis HaMikdash. So what? It's just what it is. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. No. Each day is more distant from the Beis HaMikdash, and we're earning greater distance each and every day. We're earning greater distance from the Beis HaMikdash, from a sense of Ashras HaShechina, each and every day, each and every generation. Rav Chaskel Levenstein pointed out that the purpose of Avelus is to create a longing, particularly Avelus HaTzibur, the Avelus of the Churban. It's to create a longing, which necessarily means a tikkun for our chatanim. You know, we have all these Agaritas and Shas, all these Gemaras and Shas that tell us why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Why do I need to know? Why? It's history. Why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I need to know why, because I need to know how to be misak in it. If din al din Torah and we didn't call lefnim mishuras din, so I need to know that lefnim mishuras din is going to fix it. If it's because of sin aschinam, I need to know that taking care of the of avas Yisrael is going to fix it. If it's avodah zarah gilurai shvichzam, I need to know that that's going to fix it. If it's lack of shmir Shabbos, Gemara says, I need to know that's what's going to fix it. The purpose of avelus is to create a tikkun, and with that in mind, we might be able to understand, says Rav Yerucham, what's so uplifting about Tisha B'Av. What's uplifting about Tisha B'Av is that we're creating a longing, we're creating a recognition of the void. You know, when we look at the Churban, it's very easy for us to look at all those Gemaras about their mistakes, those generations, what they did wrong. They did sin aschinam, and we're suffering the consequences of their sin aschinam. We're suffering the consequences of their lack of Shmir Shabbos, of their lack of the Fnim Yeshur Sadin, of their lack of being no covered to each other. We're suffering the consequences of all that. No. We're suffering the consequences of our lack in all of that. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is making that decision in each and every generation again. The most uplifting thing, though, is to realize that you have the power to fix it. You know, there's nothing more uplifting, there's nothing more inspiring than knowing that we can be better. And we have this system in place to be mis'abel so that we can know how to fix it. Because it's up to us, because we can. And that's inspiring. There's nothing more inspiring than knowing that you have a mission and you have the capacity to fulfill that mission. There's no greater pleasure in life than the pleasure of being able to accomplish something great, something everlasting. You know, people think sometimes that the greatest pleasure in life is to relax. You know, go sit on a beach somewhere and relax. How long could you do that for without feeling like a piece of dirt after a while? Like without feeling no more valuable than the sand that that you're lying on? At a certain point, you say, okay, now I need to actually do something with my life. That's not joy. No one gets enjoyment out of that. Relaxation is important every once in a while to recharge. But where we really, our greatest level of hana is what, you know, the psychologists call, what do they call it, flow? Right, when you're absolutely like you're in it, you feel like you're being challenged, and you're stepping up to the challenge, and you're meeting that challenge. That's the greatest hana. And that's what we remind ourselves of Tisha B'Av, that there's this enormous challenge, thousands of year old challenge. And we have the capacity to meet that challenge. That it's all about us. You know, on Tisha B'Av, we read about a lot of terrible events. In the Kinos, you're going to read tomorrow, a lot of terrible events. The question we have to ask ourselves with each and every one is, okay, what did we learn from that? Where do we go from there? In the Rav Noach Weinberg biography, it says that there was a Talmud of his that broke his leg, some sort of accident. He broke his leg, he was on crutches. So Rav Noach was walking through the old city and he saw this guy on crutches. He says, Hey, Vey, what happened? Tell him what happened. Refuah Shleima, what's the lesson? In the same breath. What's the lesson? Meaning, no matter what happens, it's useless if you can't figure out what's the lesson. Where do I go from here? What do I do from here? It also tells a story over there of a fellow who is a college athlete, like an all, all country lacrosse player or something like that. And he got into a terrible accident, became paraplegic. And he started to ask himself, so what's the purpose of my life? If it's not to play sports, if it's not to excel, if it's not to play in the Olympics, it's not to play professionally or whatever it was that he was, so what's the purpose of my life? What am I here for? And then he started to ask himself, what would have been worse? Never being able to walk again, or never having asked myself that question? And he said, what would have been much, much worse had I never asked myself that question? If one never looks inside and says, why am I here? What am I trying to accomplish? What am I doing? That would be much, much, much worse. That's what the Kinos are there to do. They're there to have us ask, okay, what did we learn from the burning of the Talmud? What did we learn from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? What did we learn from Titus entering the Heichal and being able to do all the atrocities that he did? What did we learn from each of these terrible, terrible things that we read about in the Kinos? And how do we fix it? And we're not just asking in some, pie in the sky kind of way. Lamaisa, it's up to us. It really is up to us. That's what we believe. Kilu hu hachriva, but avelus on the churban is not just tam avelus. To paraphrase something else from Noach used to say, but there's a little bit of a different twist. There's what Chazal say, really. That when the opposite of avelus of simchas hagula is not avelus on churban, the prerequisite to simchas hagula is avelus on churban. That's how we get there. The only way to get there is going through the Avelus, but going through Avelus doesn't just mean playing sad for a day. It means figuring out how to make it a constructive part of our lives, coming out with something, and how concretely we're going to change Sinas Chinam, how concretely we're going to change our Shmiras HaMitzvos of the major things and the minor things. And through that we're going to see that it's no longer going to be Kilu Nechrav B'Yamav. We're not going to be the ones that destroy the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be the ones that rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Bez Hashem.